Khan, heard round the world.
The top stories of 2009 that you thought should make the list. A lot of people taking stock as we pitch forward into the next year, next week. That's what you do. You wrap up 1 year, put it to bed, and then you move forward. What do they say? The future is a gift, right? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Wishing you and all of your families a safe and happy holiday, whatever it is that you celebrate. Christmas is just around the corner. It is Christmas Eve across the nation. Some of you are looking out your car windows right now, perhaps your bedroom window with one eye cracked open barely, and you're seeing the snowflakes coming down. That's a good position to be in. You're warm, you're underneath the blankets, and then the snow looks pretty cool. Or you're in the car pretty close to home, so it's okay because, you know, there's no black ice problems, and you made it. You're right there. You're right around the bend. Unfortunately, some people will get caught in a vice as they try to make it somewhere for the holidays. They're going through Chicago, maybe Denver. They had some problems there a little bit, not too badly yet at this point. And there are other states that are starting to feel the familiar pangs of dealing with large amounts of snow, and there's not much you can do there. However, it does mean that there would be delays, certainly. And here's a Christmas present for some who are irate over Guantanamo. Certainly, I thought it was ridiculous, some of the things that came out, charging at the horrible conditions at Gitmo. And then we had five guests on the show, literally five different guests, five different versions of what they saw, and not just, oh, conservative flag waver guys. Because I had somebody write me a note saying, well, that's, of course, the conservative point of view, but that's not true. There were, in fact, one was a Democrat, one was an independent who went to Guantanamo. And somebody that we've had on the show a bunch, Jeff Atticott, who, of course, is a terrorism expert, told us of going to Gitmo just a year ago and talked about the guards who were being spat upon and some of the things that were happening there, but nothing certainly with the prisoners. But here's the bottom line. The prison at Gitmo may not close until 2011. Why? Because of the anticipated problems in Congress. We have said this all along. You'll read these headlines. Now we've got 100 of the terror suspects going to Thompson Prison in Illinois. That's what we want to happen. But, of course, you don't have the money. You don't have the situation set up, so that's not the rest of the story. And you need to change the federal law, and you have to have time to upgrade the prison to be able to hold these people in the first place. So it's not going to happen, most likely, until 2011. And that's exactly what we thought would happen. Now, there is one, of course, difference. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, has decided that the self-declared 9/11 mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and four others are going to be tried, as you know. Much to my chagrin, to say the least, and I'm putting it mildly because it's the holidays, will be tried in federal court in Lower Manhattan in New York City, which certainly scares me to death. Here's an interesting story that I happened to uncover when I was poking around and finding out some of the things that have happened in the Middle East in the last week or so. And they're saying that Osama bin Laden's closest relatives are living in a secret compound in Iran. How about that? And they include a wife and children who disappeared from his camp at the time of the attacks on the U.S. There's been uncertainty, of course, about the family's whereabouts for the past 8 years, with scattered reports that some of the kids were killed in bombings, others had joined their father in planning attacks. But relatives say they found out last month that the group, including one of the wives, six of the kids, and 11 of the grandchildren, had actually been hiding all along in a high-security compound outside of Tehran. And they've been prevented from contacting the outside world, while Iran is denying that any of the relatives were living in the country. Oh, wow. And members of the bin Laden family are appealing for the group to be allowed to leave that country and describe them as the forgotten victims of 9/11. Well, you're not going to find a lot of sympathy there. But just for the sake of it, Omar Osama bin Laden, who's 29, the Al-Qaeda leader's fourth eldest son, said he had no idea that he had brothers and sisters who were still alive until they called him in November. And then they talked about leaving Afghanistan just before the attacks and then going across the Iranian border and then going into a walled compound, basically, where they weren't supposed to leave because it, for their own safety. So we hear this story, and then, of course, what it brings to mind to me is when can we nail this guy? When will somebody capture or kill Osama bin Laden? That would be perhaps the best Christmas present of all. Here's a great Christmas present. Let's talk about some happy, uplifting things here, and I think this is one of them. There was a story about the father of Sean Goldman. His name's David Goldman. And for 5 years, he has fought to get the custody of his son. And finally, that has happened. I mean, you can imagine the twists and turns that that would take as what happened first was his wife left, said she was going on vacation and left him, went to Brazil, ended up marrying somebody else. He basically had lost his son. And then she died in childbirth with her next husband, and that opened the door for, wow, I've been trying this whole time, and now I really want my son back, because I have never stopped the fight from the day she left. So a Brazilian family has decided they're going to end their legal fight for custody of the 9-year-old boy, because he's 9 now, and they're going to follow the court order to turn him over to his father. And the family's not going to pursue any more legal channels on this one. And instead, like I said, they're just going to hand him over. So this is a 5-year fight that he's been waging to try to get custody of his son. He has to be floating on air. I mean, floating on air. Even had a congressman, Chris Smith, who was trying to help support him through this. And they're going to physically, I guess what's going to happen is the federal police are physically removing Sean Goldman from the family if they don't meet the court deadline. And then the international police, of course, Interpol, they've been notified to make sure that he wasn't flown out of Brazil, because that could have been the other thing that they done. So he has lived in Brazil since the ex-wife took him to live in her native country in 2004. And as I said, she died last year in childbirth, so this has to be just an incredible, incredible holiday gift to this guy. You know, so often when you think of custody cases, you just think of the woman and her role in it, but a lot of times there's the other side of the coin, and this was one of them, so I'd say that would be our daily salute, and absolutely for him, has to be an incredibly anxious moment while he waits for his son to actually get back to the States, touch ground in New Jersey, and celebrate. 5 years is a very long time to wait, no doubt, huh? What did you ask for Christmas? Did you have a long holiday list, or just a few things that you put on the list, or is it more about getting stuff for other people for you? Some celebrities react to what did they ask Santa for. That's coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Christmas Eve upon us, and then Christmas right on the heels. Many of you making your way to various parts of the country. Hey, celebrating a birthday. Dana is listening to us in Texas. You have a birthday coming up. What a great day to have a birthday. So it's what, Christmas Day?
Colin, I was born on a pagan holiday. Can you look up the history about it? That's exactly what it is.
That's funny.
If you get older, it just becomes, you don't have a birthday.
That's true, right?
Yeah. I bought myself a birthday cake this year. I haven't had one in a long time.
Ooh, what kind of cake did you get, though?
It's just a little quarter. It was $8.99. It was like a quarter of a sheet of a sheet cake, you know, kind of fast up. And just white cake with icing, and I'm getting
that. Sounds good. White cake. I like white cake with icing.
But anyway, yeah, that's the deal. It's not anything wonderful anymore. I used to think it was kind of cool as a kid because I thought everybody's celebrating my birthday and they just don't know it. But that was naive stupidity on my part, and I learned.
That's okay. Ignorance is bliss when you're a kid, especially. That's a good thing.
Well, that's the only way I could look at it because I just thought it was kind of neat. Everybody didn't know it, but it was my birthday too. But anyway, I was talking to Matt about it the other night when he was so sick. I guess it was Matt a couple nights ago.
He hasn't felt well. Yeah.
Yeah. Is he still pretty bad, or is he
better?
He's
feeling a little bit better. He's off the clock, and you know when you get that stuffed ear thing when you can't hear through the one ear, that's a rough thing.
Well, Kate, I think we're in for our share of all the snow. Have you been keeping up with the rain and turning to snow and stuff here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Yeah, so we may get some snow.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah,
crazy.
Well, it is. So it's our turn.
It's our turn, exactly. Well, we certainly wish you the best birthday that you could have as you're eating your sheet cake. That is a good thing. It's another, I say every day above ground is a good day.
Do you think?
Well, I hope.
I don't know. The way the world's getting, we might be better
off
the other way.
That's true.
Less frustration. It's all over and you don't have to worry about it.
That's right.
I hope you have a good Christmas, too. You know, are you staying in the area, or are you going to try to leave?
I'm staying in the area. I have family that flew in, so yeah. I'm here. Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. So
I think it's
you
a
guys
good
thing,
have, too.
You guys have a good one, too. Okay?
All right. You, too. You take care. Thanks. It's all about the cake, man. That's what the birthday is about. I mean, there is a point. When you're a kid, it's different. Birthdays are different. That's true. But I think it's about the cake. Donovan, is it about the cake for you? Do you like to have cake on your birthday?
Yeah, I like cake.
What's your favorite kind of cake? See, I think there is a, sure, anyone buys you cake, it's all great, and you're going to be nice about it and whatever. But do you have a favorite kind of cake?
Yeah, it's basically a dark chocolate cake with raspberry preserves.
Ooh.
Underlying the layers. It's actually quite tasty.
Ooh, I love raspberry. That's got to taste, and that's great with chocolate, of course. So that has to taste awesome. Will your girlfriend make this for you?
No, I usually wind up making it myself.
That's okay. That's what you want. It's your birthday. That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
It's funny because I like what Donovan just described. Sounds great. I love. The combination of raspberry and chocolate together. But I just like a plain cake. I like pound cake. And that sounds funny because pound cake. But it's a certain kind of pound cake. It's hard to make. I have a friend whose mother makes it, and nobody, it's just to die for. Nobody can hold a candle to it. And there's something about the taste of it. And it's not that overly moist, cakey feel. And it's not like that, and it's got it's better than that, and it's got vanilla frosting on it. So to me, that is the best, and that would be the cake that I would want for my birthday. Speaking of birthdays, we do have some birthdays. We'll get to those a little bit later because during the holidays, lots of people celebrate birthdays, just like Dana. A lot of people born on the 25th of December. You know, in looking back at the year that was in 2009, and you keep saying it over and over again, but it's so true. The economy constantly, the worried over mortgages and the jobless rate topping 10%, and banks failing, and what was happening on Wall Street with the bonuses, and I mean, there is just no doubt. You could argue, but it's got to be in the top three of, I think, for anybody, absolutely. And healthcare. I made the comment earlier, talking about it ad nauseum. We've had different people on. We've looked at different perspectives of this. We're listening to what's happening in Washington, about this overhaul of our healthcare system, blah, blah, blah. And lots of people that are not thrilled by what's going on. So there's no question this was a gigantic story. In Afghanistan, somehow in the middle of all this, for a while, Afghanistan was kind of buried. But then the casualties started to mount. And then the question as to what was the strategy and how many more troops would be sent over and would there be a deadline on this and why was there an end date that was spewed out? And then that was disputed over the end date. And then the bogus elections that led to President Hamid Karzai staying in office. And then there was supposed to be a runoff election that was supposed to happen, and that didn't happen. And of course, Michael Jackson dying, the king of pop, 50 years old, nostalgia, fans around the world. Doctors became the focus of a police homicide investigation. What was kind of pills was he taking? Everything that you can imagine about his life was completely uncovered. And I think one of the saddest stories of 2009, absolutely right up there, is what happened at Fort Hood. An Army psychiatrist, a guy who was supposed to be deployed, Major Nadal Hassan, accused of killing, I mean, he flat out opened fire on 13 people at, killing 13 people at Fort Hood and then wounding so many others and, you know, erupting at this military base in Texas. And finally, he was seriously wounded by the cops and, with gunfire. But, wow, it's all about the warning signs and who knew and did they miss it. And, I mean, that story in itself, just thinking back on it, it's not too long ago. Who would have thought that some of these people who died wouldn't be around to celebrate Christmas with their families? But lo and behold, Edward Kennedy dying was a big deal because of the whole Kennedy legacy thing, and certainly he had a long political career, whether you agreed with what Kennedy stood for, or some of the things he fought for, or the Chappaquiddick incident, which was certainly not just an incident to the family of the young woman, but something that always hung around and then was ultimately addressed in a book that was released. And I think that one of the best stories of 2009, because it happened so early in the year, not to be lost, is what happened with that U.S. Airways plane with both of its engines gone, shot basically, ditching into the Hudson River and 155 people on board surviving. I mean, calling it the miracle on the Hudson, of course it was a miracle. And Captain Sully, the hero, he averted a disaster. We never had had a successful water landing ever in the history of our country, and he did it. He was able to do it, and the timing of it and everything else, thank goodness. But seeing those shots and the people there on the wing the way they were, making their ways, their way off of the plane. And I think the best quote of all that I heard from that whole thing is a little girl who was 4 years old said to her father, "Daddy, the plane has turned into a boat." Can you imagine, through the eyes of a kid who has no idea that they just landed, crash landed in the Hudson River? To me, that was the best, one of the best moments. Chilling every time I think of what happened on that plane and the fact that not one person lost their lives. A lot of those people have to be thankful, certainly, for what happened with that pilot and the fact that they are still alive and kicking. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to take you on a trip across and around the country. Stay with
us. For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, wait. Kid, you're killing me. Oh, okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thanks for your support of America tonight. We appreciate it from every nook and cranny across these United States. Let's go to Jana in Iowa. Hello, Jana.
Hey, Kate. I love the program tonight. Love the Christmas bumper music. And you were talking about birthday cake, and I wanted to add my 2 cents in on that.
Well, that's here. Wait, don't tell me. Are you like vanilla icing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, is it a vanilla cake? Is it vanilla icing and chocolate cake? Or is it an ice cream cake? What is it?
Well, my most favorite is a champagne cake.
Oh, how do you, what's a champagne cake?
And I order mine in a bakery, but you could make it yourself. I usually get a strawberry-flavored cake, and they actually use champagne in it for the liquid in it. And it makes the an indescribable-tasting cake. You would just have to try it. And then you get whatever kind of icing that you're into.
Wow, really? That sounds good.
And I'm fond of pound cake and angel food cake, and I'm fond of cheesecake, if that qualifies as a cake.
Oh, that qualifies. Are you kidding? All of it's good. Isn't it making you hungry for these desserts now that I'm listening to this? I was listening to Donovan talk about the raspberries and the chocolate.
I like
wow,
raspberry,
that's great.
Too. My birthday's January 1st.
Wow. Happy early birthday to you. So just like Dana, the 25th of December, and you're a New Year baby. That's cool,
yeah.
Though. That's a good day. As a kid, did you like that birthday?
Yes and no. In Iowa, we were home from school, and there was usually snow up to the rooftop, and kids couldn't come over because of either the weather or their parents had been out celebrating too much the night before for a birthday party. So I was always kind of on my own that way. And I wasn't at school where, like, I could pass out a birthday treat, you know.
Right.
So, but I always got a decorated cake for my birthday, and I enjoy my January 1st birthday. It's also the birthday of all the racehorses in the United States.
That's right. Absolutely. That's the date that stamps on everyone.
Yeah. And anyway, you'll have to try a champagne cake one of these days.
I will. You know, you said that and I wrote it down. So I appreciate your 2 cents on that. That was good, Jana. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and hang in there.
Oh, absolutely. You too. Champagne cake, putting that on the list. I've never heard of it, but it does sound yummy. I'll tell you one thing that maybe some of you are listening, you're going to sit around later with relatives in the next couple of days, and fruitcake. I just don't get the fruitcake thing. I know it. Some people love fruitcake, and maybe it's just because I haven't had a good fruitcake. I don't know. But fruitcake is not on my list of something that I want to eat at Christmas. Of all the calories that you are going to inhale, I wouldn't waste inhaling them on fruitcake. But as someone told me, it's probably you haven't gotten it from a right bakery, or you haven't had the right stuff, because if you get the right stuff, it's a lot better than you are making it out to be. Well, one can only hope. All right, we would go back and we look at 2009. The three dreaded letters, they made the news again. AIG, in fact, now even getting up to date on this, AIG execs have repaid just $19 million of the $45 million that they promised to give back. So what's the rub on that? Remember some of the upper management people were wearing flak jackets and stuff because they were afraid people were going to take shots at them in New York. So they've paid more than $165 million when the word spread that they had paid more than $165 million in retention bonuses at the division that, of course, really tanked the company, really was responsible for the downfall. There was outrage all over the place. You could hear it in every nook and cranny across the world, not just in the United States. And the employees had death threats, all that kind of stuff. And, the president was urging that every legal possibility be pursued to block the payments. And the attorney general, Andrew Cuomo, threatened to publicize the names of the executives at AIG. And they agreed to return $45 million in bonuses by the end of the year. Tick, tick, tick. 2009 is going away. And most of the money is unpaid. Only $19 million, as I said, has been given back, according to a report by the Special Inspector General for the government's bailout program, of course. They make it look good. Oh, yeah, we're going to give it all back. And then they don't give it back. Instead, what's happened, I'm so not surprised by this, some of the people who work for AIG who offered to return their bonuses left the company, taking their cash in hand. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Bye-bye, AIG. And that's what they did. So they just left them. And that's it. Because what can you do? Dozens of employees have hired lawyers, and they're gearing up for a fight if AIG or government officials try to block the payments, even, because that's the next thing, the status of past and future bonuses. Now, AIG, here's the thing. The way they're headed now, if everyone bails on AIG, they're not going to have anyone at AIG anyway. Because of the controversy that happened in March, and Cuomo agreeing to keep the identities a secret. Now they bail on the company, and AIG folks say that at least 18 of the firm's top 25 executives agreed to return that bonus money. And of course, because they're saying that they feel gratified for what happened and all this nonsense. And of course they didn't. They were just plotting their next move so that they could bail and take the money with them. Like I said, the three dreaded letters. I wonder how much business is off as far as new business for that company after everything that happened. In the meantime, you know, we talk about Washington constantly on this show, the frustrations and, oh, if we could have a third party and wouldn't it be refreshing and we're sick of politics as usual, blah, blah, blah. And we know part of one of the most shocking numbers that I heard in 2009 is that there were 6 health lobbyists for every 1 senator, which is ridiculous. But check this out. Washington's influence industry, they say, is on track to shatter last year's record $3.3 billion spent to lobby Congress and the rest of the feds. That's with a down economy and, what, 1,500 fewer registered lobbyists in town, right? So they collect all this information and spew it out as to how many, but what the number's going to be. And it looks like it's going to be maybe even closer to 4-something. Oh, that's incredible. So year-end lobbying expenditure figures don't actually come out till late January, but they predict the number is going to be well over $3.3 billion. Whew. So where are they getting the money? Where's this money coming from? Of course, the special interests. I could fill in that blank for you easily, and so could all of you. And whoever it is, the corporation with the money, et cetera, that's footing the bill for that. Wow. So lobbyists have to love it. And here's the thing. Obama kicks off the year with a massive economic stimulus package. And, of course, the business sector tried to get a piece of the action. They were pumping, shaking hands, doing whatever they could to try to get their piece of that pie. So an activist agenda is something that lobbyists love. It gives them more face time on the Hill. So thus, lobbyists on pace for a record year. And then we wonder why things are happening the way they're happening in D.C. Because it's again, the same old tired sentence or phrase, follow the money. And you follow the money, and each and every time it won't disappoint you because you'll find the answer to whatever it is, riddle-wise, that you're trying to solve, and that's the answer. So the answer is lobbyists got paid outrageous amounts of money by certain corporations, and the interests were there, especially when it came to insurance. Think about that. Health, 6 people lobbying for 1 senator. I mean, that is an incredible number in itself, and it really just tells the story there, right? Coming up in the new year, you may see some other changes. We'll see what happens with health care reform. Obviously, we can make predictions on that if we were predicting, and we'll do that next week. But there are some holes in the media, like George Stephanopoulos now is on Good Morning America. So who replaces George on this week? Is, you know, Ted Koppel get back into the game? Wow, wouldn't it be interesting if Ted Koppel... You think of Nightline and the success he had with that. What if he came back to TV and he did the Sunday morning program? Jake Trapper is another guy for ABC who's always there, always on the White House beat. There's a couple of good candidates. But Ted Koppel would be intriguing because that would be the throwback move, wouldn't it? Coming up on the flip side, news you can abuse, birthdays, and this day in history next on ATN.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Making Christmas, making Christmas, it's a pie.
It's ours, it's mine, and
won't that children
be surprised?
It's ours, it's mine.
I don't know about you, but I'm making Christmas in a much different way. I'm going to make one of those champagne cakes along with a chocolate raspberry one. That sounds good to me. Skip all the other stuff in between. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney here on America Tonight, wishing you and yours the very best this holiday season. Be safe and celebrate the moment. Celebrate big, if you will. Speaking of celebrating, well, you know, celebrities are mere mortals, right? Until the paparazzi catches them doing something they shouldn't be doing. Then they turn into something else. But what do they want for Christmas from Santa? A couple of reacted Fergie, you'll hear in this mix. Also, Tobey Maguire, Bruce Willis, many of them have very distinct voices. You should be able to pick them out. Rihanna also reacted on this one as well. So take a listen.
What do I want for Christmas? Just home time. Time in sweats with my family, reminiscing about the past, watching old family videos. That's what I love. And eating a lot. And then going to the gym, of course.
some great food. I'm going home. It's going to be warm. Right now, New York is freezing, and I cannot wait to get home.
I'm going home to Dublin, Ireland, with my family, and going to see my mates. Try to survive Christmas and New Year in Dublin is quite an exercise.
I have everything. I want someone to come over to my house and take out three things in my house. Not the crooks, not the thieves, but just I have too much stuff.
I'd quite like Paul Auster's new book. And I would like, I'd like some cashmere socks. I like socks. I like nice, warm, comfy socks.
All I want for Christmas is love. Yeah, love.
I honestly feel grateful every day that I get to be my children's father and my wife's husband. So my life can't be any better. So, you know, another day with them is a very special day for me.
All right, great sentiment there from Toby Maguire talking about his two kids and his wife, obviously. So you're probably thinking of your own wishes for the holidays, and I hope you get to spend it with people that you care about, whether it's friends, family, etc. It's always fun to do the upside-down crazy news you can abuse, and boy, there is plenty of it. Doesn't matter if it's the holidays or not. It's just flat-out weird stuff sometimes. Here's one for you. How about this? A fifth grader handed out grandparents' cash on the bus. So what does that mean? You're on the bus, and a kid taps you, and he says, hey, here's some money. He took $10,000 from his grandparents' safe. So he handed out about $300 to a bunch of kids on the bus on his ride in Indiana. The Delaware County Sheriff says that the boy was riding the bus to Selma Elementary School when he passed out the dough the last school day before the Christmas vacation began. That was on Friday. Children who received the ones, the fives, and the 20s told teachers and the principal, and the sheriff's department was called. They found the kid carrying the rest of the cash, which was returned to his grandparents. Police actually not certain what he was going to do with the money or how did he get it from the safe. He cracked the safe at that young, tender age. How'd you like to be the cop that pulled over the nude cyclist? This happened in New Zealand, of course. Police there picked up two naked men on a late-night bike ride in New Zealand, but let them off with a warning. Please put on your helmets. They said they wanted to experience total freedom. It was about 10 o'clock at night when they were rounded up, if you will. The duo headed back to their house after they were told to wear the helmets, and they say public nudity can attract a charge of offensive behavior in New Zealand, but the policewoman who stopped them said she cut the two men a super, super break by not doing that. I guess so. Oof, riding in the nude does not sound like fun, really. I mean, honestly. Is that complete freedom? I don't think so. This is weird news. In fact, it's scary news, and it makes me think each and every day, no matter what we complain about or the soapbox gets bigger and bigger and the annoyances and the frustrations with Washington absolutely amplified for all of us, I wouldn't want to live in Pakistan. A Pakistani court ordered the noses and ears of two men cut off after they did the same thing to a young woman whose family spurned one of the men's marriage proposal. The anti-terrorism court in the eastern city of Lahore said it was applying Islamic law by ordering the punishment. What happened was Sher Mohammed was a cousin of the 19-year-old woman and wanted to marry her. Her parents refused the proposal. Sher Mohammed and a friend were accused of kidnapping the woman, cutting off her ears and nose in late September in that suburban area that I talked about. Oof, that is rough stuff. And then it's always the interpretation of the Islamic elements, certainly in between. All right, that's it for the upside-down crazy news you can abuse. In the meantime, this day in history, December 24th, some sad and some interesting things happened on this day way back when, including this, 1809 legendary American frontiersman Kit Carson. You know Kit Carson, born in Madison County, Kentucky, for all you Kentucky people. In 1851, fire devastated the Library of Congress in D.C. It destroyed 35,000 volumes. Oh, a lot of good stuff was lost there. 1943, President Franklin Roosevelt appointed General Dwight D. Eisenhower Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces as part of Operation Overlord. In 68, the Apollo 8 astronauts orbiting the moon read passages from the Old Testament Book of Genesis during a Christmas Eve telecast. In 1980, Americans remembered the U.S. hostages in Iran by burning candles or shining lights for 417 seconds, 1 second for each day of captivity. That seems so odd now to think back on that, doesn't it? How about this one? 10 years ago, five hijackers seized an Indian Airlines plane, forcing the aircraft on a journey across South Asia and into the Middle East. The eight-day ordeal resulted in the death of one passenger and India's release of the three jailed pro-militants in exchange for the rest of the hostages. Ooh. 5 years ago, bearing gifts of praise and encouragement, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld paid a surprise visit, Christmas Eve style, to the U.S. troops in some of the areas of Iraq. And Afghan President Hamid Karzai swore in a new cabinet as well. All right, we have birthdays for you. You might recognize some of the names. Can we hear some birthday music? The president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, is 52. Designer Kate Spade, known a lot for bags, 47 years old. From 10,000 Maniacs, Mary Ramsey is 46 years old. Ryan Seacrest, the American Idol star slash radio host, is 35 years old. Singer Ricky Martin is 38 years old. Author Mary Higgins Clark, 82 years old. Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican from Alabama, is 63. Actor Grant Bush is 54. Actress Stephanie Hodge is 53 years old. From the Human League, rock musician Ian Burden with a birthday. He is 52 years old. So a lot of people celebrating birthdays. It's like that whole thing, like I mentioned, famous birthdays over the holidays. Like on the 25th, Ricky Henderson is 50. How about this? Annie Lennox, Would I Lie to You, 54 years old. She's a singer-songwriter with the Eurythmics. Also celebrating a birthday, Jimmy Buffett on Christmas. How about that? Margaritaville, Parrotheads love Jimmy Buffett. So he is 62. Sissy Spacek, coal miner's daughter, celebrates a birthday. She is 59. You also remember her from Carrie. Barbara Mandrell turns 60 on Christmas as well. Gonna leave you with this one, folks. Oh, make it count. Christmas is a time to spend with family. Keep them close. Christmas is the day that holds all time together. Merry Christmas to everybody listening, and thanks so much for a great job by Donovan Madsen with those Christmas tunes and for his work, certainly, all year long with us here on America Tonight. Again, keep them close, everybody.